It will take you home to heaven. When on earth your work is done, there you'll meet your love and see ya. When on earth your work is done, Lord, religion is something within.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Live from lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach.
Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music,
topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
Seems how the story goes.
Good afternoon. It is 7 minutes past the noontime hour. You're tuned in to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. This news magazine is hosted rain or shine by news anchor Dick Dickenbach, except today. Today he can't seem to get out of that frog suit he donned for an appearance on the Portland on a Portland morning show. I'm Gary. I'm hosting until someone can find a pair of industrial quality scissors, shears to cut him out. Today is October 19th. It's the 292nd day of the year. 73 days remain. In 2025, we began the show with a musical report by Anne Bourne, Blue Ballet from Legacy, a collection of new folk music. The music over which I'm speaking is Ballet Dance by Ronnie Size and Represent from New Forms. Today we are celebrating and reporting on the birthday of Marjorie Tallchief, born October 19th, 1926. She's an American ballerina and member of the Osage Nation. Her older sister was a prima ballerina, Maria Tallchief, and Marjorie Tallchief had the honor to be the first Native American to be named Première Danseuse Étoile at the Paris Opera Ballet. She danced all over the world for decades, including for American and French presidents, and taught at the Dallas Ballet. In honor of her, we'll talk about and play music reports about ballet today on the report. The Wikipedia reminds us that ballet is a type of performance dance that originated during the Italian Renaissance in the 15th century and later developed into a concert dance form in France and Russia. It's since become a widespread and highly technical form of dance with its own vocabulary. Ballet has been influential globally and has defined the foundational techniques which are used in many other dance genres and cultures. Various schools around the world have incorporated their own cultures. As a result, ballet has evolved in distinct ways. It's a unified work. The ballet as a unified work comprises the choreography and music for a production. Ballets are choreographed and performed by trained ballet dancers. Traditional classical ballets are usually performed with classical music accompaniment and use elaborate costumes and staging, whereas modern ballets are often performed in simple costumes and without elaborate sets or scenery. Now, as you enjoy music reports about ballet today, we remind you this is also the X-Ray Fall Fun Drive, which celebrates the choreography of this station, a musical melange of distinct performances that add up to, I think, an astonishing whole. If you support our work, and this reporter hopes you do, go to xray.fm/donate and become a member now at just $20 a month, far less than a subscription to a season of ballet. You can get the new X-Ray hoodie. I have a little report here, by the way, that says there's a super supporter special. If you give $1 a day to X-Ray, you can get it customized with your name. That's $30 a month. So that's just an extra dollar a day. Well, not an extra dollar, just $1 a day for the support. That's $365 one time. But you'll get your name on it. So not only that, not only will you have an X-Ray hoodie, but it'll also be personalized for you. Sometimes radio stations give that for the DJs, so people will think you're a DJ, and then you'll be, and I'm telling you this is a statistical fact, 33% cooler than you already are. I will also add to that everyone who gives now until midnight has a chance to win a Movie Madness Maniac membership that offers free DVD/Blu-ray/VHS rentals, discounted tickets at the Hollywood Theater with free membership screening, with free member screenings, and free popcorn also at the Hollywood Theater. This is all for a donation to this, frankly, artsy-fartsy radio station, xray.fm/donate, xray.fm/donate. If you'd like to give me a call, the number appears 503-233-X-RAY. I can't take donations. There's no one around to do that, so you have to do that online or wait until someone comes up here. xray.fm/donate is that place. And you can also text me at 971-220-KXRY. That's 5979. All right, put on your tutus. We're going to celebrate ballet today on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, xray.fm. Thank you.
This is an European vision of the Old West. It's Buffalo Ballet. When Anne Boleyn was young and gay, and thunderstorms filled up the day, the cattle roamed outside the town, sleeping in the midday sun, sleeping in the midday sun. Sleeping in the midday sun, sleeping in the midday sun. Then tracks were laid across the plain by broken old men in torrid rain. The towns grew up and the people were still sleeping in the midday sun, sleeping in the midday sun, sleeping in the midday sun, sleeping in the midday sun. And the people broke down and and often drowned from the wealth and the pain of old Abilene. Sleeping in the midday sun, sleeping in the midday sun, sleeping in the midday sun, sleeping in the midday sun. He was sleeping in the midday sun, sleeping in the midday sun.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Tchaikovsky wrote a great ballet. Its name was King and queen wanted him to wed, but the prince went down to the lake instead. No, he saw a swan swimming there, and she turned into a princess there. Tchaikovsky wrote a great ballet, its name was Swan Lake. The king and queen wanted
Would you like to have some fun? The words to the Tchaikovsky song are pretty easy. Tchaikovsky wrote a great ballet. Its name is Swahahan Lake. Tchaikovsky wrote a great ballet. Its name is Swahahan Lake. The king and queen wanted him to wed, but the prince went down to the lake instead. Lo, he met a swan swimming there who turned into a princess fair. Then back to the beginning. Tchaikovsky wrote a great ballet. Its name is Swahahan Lake. You can find the words on page 6 of your program book. There is one measure of introduction that goes like this. Then you come in. Are you ready? Stand up and smile.
This is a Dickenbach Report news interruption. What is ballet? Why is the ending pronounced with an A sound when the word obviously ends with a T? Is it something un-American like communism or the red letter portions of the Bible? Where can the average consumer of media find this information out? Only on programs like The Dickenbach Report. And where can one hear that program?
only on X-Ray FM. Support the station audacious enough to let Dick Dickenbach teach the world. Go to xray.fm/donate and give. Your commitment to radio journalism will be noted. xray.fm/donate.
Diagnosed. got a great dream that you never should hide. On top of ballet school, don't let me be misdiagnosed. And holding it in your hand like it's a ball, you know it's time to go when your shoes were small. On top of ballet school, don't let me be misdiagnosed.
Breaking news. It is nearly 12:30 in the afternoon. It's Marjorie Tallchief's birthday, so we're celebrating ballet today on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary, sitting in for Dick Dickenbach, who jeté'd when you should have plié'd. These are the music reports about ballet you just heard. That was Mighty Flashlight, Ballet School, from the record Mighty Flashlight. Before that, XTC, Ballet for a Rainy Day, from Skylarking. You'd think the weather could have stayed rainy just a little bit longer. I don't mind the sun, but that would have been more appropriate for that song. In the middle of that set, the Maestro Classics Vocal Quartet told the Tchaikovsky Wrote a Great Ballet from the Story of Swan Lake. We heard John Cale's Buffalo Ballet Live from Fragments of a Rainy Season, and Sparks, when they were called Half Nelson, did Simple Ballet from their self-titled record. Under My Voice, the piece by George Antheil, Ballet Mécanique. It's an excerpt from an excellent compilation called Dada et la Musique. Of course, it's not just the news on the Dickenbach Report. We also have important commentary talking about the subject of today's show. It's our own Wayne Seconds. Wayne, thanks for being on the program.
Good afternoon, Dick. It's so great to be back on the report. I want to applaud you for the editorial decision to focus on ballet in general and for specifically highlighting Marjorie Tallchief on what would have been her 100th birthday. In the current socio-political environment, I think it's important to re-indigenize or decolonize our cultural landscape. And that got me thinking about things that I really appreciate about ballet. Now, as someone who has spent most of his life and career in the world of commentary, except for those occasional short order cook jobs and my current stint at a drive-through convenience store, it feels counterintuitive to admit how much I love the lack of words and speech in ballet. Everything is told, expressed, revealed, and communicated through movement, not speech. What an important and special level of communication transpires between choreographer, dancers, and audience. Well, thinking about levels of communication in the arts led me to considering the false dichotomy between so-called high art and so-called low art. Often ballet is considered high art and rendered elite and inaccessible to wider or mass audiences. There's a lot of snobbery among people who rank themselves culturally superior to others. And the false dichotomy of high art versus low art led me to consideration of how punk rock dismantled, or at least deconstructed, the reification of virtuosity. Now stay with me here. I know I'm moving quickly from Marjorie Tallchief and ballet to high art versus low art to punk rock and virtuosity? Well, I think it's all socioculturally interconnected, and I think it's about the democratization of art. Now, I'm not talking about American democracy. I'm not sure I even have faith in American democracy anymore. I'm talking about little d democracy, where the people truly lead. And if through my ramblings I find myself arriving at the democratization of art, then I will also stake a claim for the democratization of life. It is said that art imitates life. In claiming the democratization of life, I am claiming and uplifting people power. Now is the time to remember that there ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop. And with that affirmation, I send it back to you, Dick.
Well, that was such insightful commentary. It doesn't bother me that Wayne knows that I'm not Dick Dickenbach, but he still calls me that. Most listeners, I do want to tell you, we hope you want to support the reporting, the commentary, and the research that goes into a program like the Dickenbach Report. Most listeners don't. Only 1 in 10 listeners of community radio support it financially, and yet listeners of X-Ray are by far the single most important source of our budget. How is that for facts? You can make a difference by going to xray.fm/donate. Make a one-time donation, or please Dick Dickenbach by becoming a member so your contribution can sustain us while we're not asking for money those long periods when we don't do that. For $20 a month, you'll not only be supporting the station, you also get a groovy new zip-up hoodie so everyone will know you're an X-Ray supporter and arguably envy you. Plus, if you add just $1 to that to make it $30 a month, you can get it personalized so it can have your name on it. Wow. And everyone who gives from now until midnight has a chance to win a Movie Madness Maniac membership, which offers free DVD, Blu-ray, VHS rentals, discounted tickets at the Hollywood Theater with free membership screening and free popcorn there. xray.fm/donate. Your help keeps the news coming. It is like X-Ray is a giant variety show, isn't it? You know, in a giant variety show, you can get important stuff, and you can get silly stuff, and it all comes together. But it's all very, very, very entertaining, I think. I certainly enjoy listening. xray.fm/donate. I think I might want to get one of these hoodies and personalize it. Ooh, we can get one for Dick Dickenbach. I wonder if they have it in 4XL. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That's 9729. The text line is 971-220-5979. That's KXRY. Marjorie Tallchief was a ballerina. Here are some music reports about ballerinas on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXY Portland, xray.fm.
Heels go together, toes apart. That's first position, that is how we start. Dancing is easy, not a care, with ballerina bear. Take first position, little bear. Bend both your knees, be light as air. Slowly you go down, down, down this way. It's fun to learn plié. up light shining everywhere on Ballerina Bear.
Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
And then she obliged me. Was I surprised? Yeah. Was I surprised? No, not at all. I called her yesterday, it should have been tomorrow. I could not keep the joy that was inside. I paid for her to tell me if she really loved me. Somewhere a mountain is moving, afraid it's moving without me. Thank you.
pretty ballerina. Her hair so brilliant that it hurt my eyes. I asked her for this dance and then she obliged me. Was I surprised? Yeah. Was I surprised? No, not at all. And when I wake on a dreary Sunday morning, I open up my eyes to find there's rain. And something strange within says, go ahead and find her. Just close your eyes, yeah.
And now a very special message from Dick Dickenbach. Wait, where did he go? What? To cover the No Kings? That was yesterday. All right. Okay, let's get back to the musical reports. What's that? You want me to read it myself? Are you sure? Okay. Hello, I'm Dick Dickenbach, and you are my best friend. Good grief. I love being on this station each week to bring you the news and the funnies. The funnies? Please support Sunday afternoon radio journalism and become a member now at xray.fm/donate. A commitment of only $20 a month will get you a weekly lunch date with me. No, scratch that. You'll get that cool zip-up hoodie. We do not allow Dick Dickenbach to interact with the public in that manner. I think most of the rest of this is a dirty limerick, so let me just say, xray.fm/donate. Your support keeps Dick Dickenbach on the air where he belongs, not wandering the streets of Portland, harassing the passersby. xray.fm/donate. Oh, I'm so glad he wasn't here to read this. Look, he tried to rhyme the word purple.
Mama used to rock you with a concertina to the tune.
This just in. It's about 10 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour. We're nearing the end of this week's The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary. We're celebrating the birthday of ballerina Marjorie Tallchief by listening to music reports. This set about ballerinas. That was Veps ballerina Nora from Oslo Park. I once knew a figure skater named Nora, not a ballerina. Before that, Melanie, ballerina from Old Bitch Warrior. In the middle of that set, The Left Bank, Pretty Ballerina from There's Gonna Be a Storm, The Complete Recordings, 1966 to 69. We heard Esquivel and his orchestra, Ballerina from Other Worlds, Other Sounds, and how Sarah and Carol Marx sang Ballerina Bear from a collection called Animal Hootenanny. Under my voice, it's Phil Kelly and the Northwest Prevailing Winds, Ballet of the Bouncing Beagles from the record of the same name. Speaking of Bouncing Beagles, it was so great to be at the No Keens March yesterday, and so happy to all who came up to say hi to our Beagles. We had a Beagles Against Fascism sign on our bikes, and our Beagles were a hit. If it were up to them, we'd be living in a Beagleocracy, which of course is a treat-based society. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for going to xray.fm/donate to become a member to support this station. Dick Dickenbach would have loved to be here. He's trying to call all of his old Rich News buddies to help. Too bad he burned all those bridges so long ago. It's not too late to go to xray.fm/donate. Get that new hoodie. Remember, everyone that gives from now to midnight has a chance to win a Movie Madness Maniac membership. Lots of interesting perks with that. And if you want your hoodie personalized, $30 a month. Again, more than a subscription to the ballet, far less than a subscription to the ballet. And probably, if you added all your television subscriptions, your streaming services, much, much less than that too. Very much. And you help, it helps a radio station that you listen to every day. xray.fm/donate. We come back next Sunday at noon because the news doesn't stop. You can listen to old reports at xray.fm and at that website, xray.fm/playlist. I believe that's correct. You can see the music reports we play up until 1 o'clock when Radio Bandolero is on. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff, and the crew of the report, I'm Gary saying, go now to xray.fm/donate. Help us out. It's for X-Ray. It's for ballet. It's for bouncing beagles. So glad the sun came out. Have a lovely day.
is spreading like poison through him. He won't ever touch her again. Snow blows in the
behavior. She was a